This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Risen Lord Jesus, we thank you for our first steps, for our first falls, for our silliest fears, and our greatest joys when your faith became ours, and when our doubt was strong, when we thought we didn't need you, and when we learned that we did. Every step of the way, you teach us grace, peace, truth, forgiveness, sacrifice, patience, purpose, and love. And we can only hope to follow in your steps. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Happy Mother's Day. And they all want to say to you too. But after you hear this sermon, you will very loudly want to say, and you too. I can't take credit for this. It was sent to me by a priest friend of mine, and he said that they have done extensive research, and they have now proven without a shadow of a doubt that not only was Jesus a woman, but Jesus was a mother. Why? Here's the proof. Number one, he fed a large crowd at a moment's notice with little food. Number two, he kept trying to get his message across to a bunch of men, but they just didn't get it. And number three, even when he was dead, he had to get back up because he had more work to do. I would add one to this list. Because he gave his life for his own. This day that we celebrate today, Mother's Day, is one that is charged with more emotion probably than any other day of the year. The phone company says it is the busiest day of the entire year. It is because either we are in that situation that we've been blessed with a mother that we have an incredible relationship with, for which we are so thankful and grateful, and all of those positive emotions that go with that, as well as the fact that some of us perhaps have recently lost our mothers, and we grieve that with great emotion, or perhaps the relationship that we would like to have had with our mother doesn't or didn't exist for us. What I'd like us to be able to do today, in whatever side of that story you fall, to understand the positive nature of what Jesus has to say to us today in this regard. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. His Father loved him with a perfect love, and therefore he was able to, in turn, share that perfect love with us. Our mothers, we sometimes forget, were children of their own parents who were not God, who were not perfect. And therefore, for those that might find themselves feeling like they weren't loved like they would have liked to have been loved, maybe we need to think about the limitations of humanity and take it to the next level and think about this incredible mothering love that Jesus offers to us. I am so grateful that we belong to a denomination that celebrates the feminine side of God and femininity in general. The first and still, I think, the only major Christian denomination that has a female person in an international leadership position. One of the first to offer ordination to women, not only as priests, but as bishops as well. Proud to have a female bishop, Mary Gray Reeves, who grew up in this diocese and celebrated Eucharist at this church as a priest. Blessed to have Rev. Wendy with us here. I can remember when I was going for this new job with a new company, and I was going to have to work for a female boss, and she asked me, "Are you going to have a problem with that?" And I said, well, after I left the Roman priesthood, even before that, I had worked at Six Flags Amusement Park, and my supervisor as a teenager was a woman. I worked at the Armed Forces Examination and Entrance Station, and my boss there was a woman. I worked at a travel company, too, as a matter of fact, and in both cases, my boss was a woman, and here I am. And she looked at me and she said, "So, you haven't worked for a man since you worked for God in the priesthood." And I said, "Who's to say?" I got the job. This feminine side of God is incredibly important for us. Jesus reveals to us God as our Father, and we pray that wonderful prayer every Eucharist, and most of us at least once or twice a day as well. And we don't want to throw that out. Those images of God as the perfect provider and Father are important unto us. But today is about the other side. You know, that prayer that I prayed as we began this reflection was about our walk in following Jesus. But it could perfectly apply to a perfect relationship with our mother. Watch this video that uses those exact same words.
Let's go back to that little place where we used to go in the summer days. The lodge by the water still my favorite place, and I could come every year and it wouldn't change.
Follow in his steps, to follow in her steps. Regardless of what your experience of motherhood has been, there is something that is deep within us where we understand what that means and what it is supposed to be. what it is, even when there's news of a mother abusing a child, or God forbid, when a mother takes her child's life, there is something deep within us that says it's supposed to be the other way around. It is supposed to be this unending love forever and ever. The relationship that we have with each of our mothers, whether they're living or dead, is the longest relationship we will ever have. They carried us in their womb. And so this day begins this opportunity for us, especially what Jesus has to say about love today, to understand the gift that we have been given. If you have or had a mother who imaged that love, praise God for that. If you don't or didn't, praise God for giving you that awareness of what could be, so that not only you can love in that way, but as well to understand that that is how Jesus loves you. It's in the Bible. You go back to Isaiah. Does a mother forget her baby, the child she carried within her womb? But I will never forget you. And you remember when Bishop Friday was here just a couple years ago, and he quoted Luke and Matthew, where Jesus talks about being that mothering hen wanting to wrap his wings around us as his children to protect them. This is God's love for us. I think the Celts got it really right. You know, one of their images that they use a lot for God is a very feminine image, a goose. What does a goose do? It gooses you. Most of us have mothers who nag, but in a positive sense, because their love is unending. Their love will continue. They will continue to want the best for us forever. This is our God. And it's equal measure for all. We learned that as Peter learned it when they thought this gift of the Holy Spirit was just for the circumcised. And suddenly, all these uncircumcised people are speaking in tongues, receiving the gifts of the Spirit. Well, I guess they're a part of this too. This is the mothering love that we are given. We have this imagery that continues to come out. Even our own liturgical materials. Now we have a new canticle that we can use at morning and evening prayer, written by Anselm of Canterbury. And he writes, "Jesus, as a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us." This love that just doesn't give up. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the feast of Saint Monica, great saint in the church who prayed forever that her son Augustine would get his act together. And finally, in the second half of his life, he comes and converts and becomes one of the greatest saints in the entire church. We celebrated this past week the feast of Dame Julian of Norwich, a great mystic in the church who had these visions of God and, yes, understood this motherhood part of Jesus as well. She writes, "God chose to be our mother in all things and so made the foundation of his work, most humbly and most pure in the Virgin's womb. God, the perfect wisdom of all, arrayed himself in this humble place. Christ came in our poor flesh to share a mother's care. Our mothers bear us for pain and for death. Our true mother, Jesus, bears us for joy and endless life." What great images we celebrate today. And the good news is this love that Jesus has received from his Father, he pours out to us, and he encourages but also enables us to love that way. So we celebrate mothers today, but we celebrate mothering love as well, that we are all called to share. So it's Happy Mother's Day for all of us. I end with a prayer for Mother's Day Sunday from the Book of Common Prayer of New Zealand. Ever-loving God, your care for us is greater even than a mother's love for her child. Teach us to value a mother's love and see in it an expression of your grace, that we may ever feel more deeply your love for us in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Blessed are you, God of strength and patience. Yours is the love our mothers showed us. Yours the care we need. As we learn to care for one another and to share your love, may it be with our mother we share it first of all. Amen.